Welcome to Beauty Behind the Brand. I'm your host, Nicole Mannion, founder of Muskoka Aesthetics and Muskoka Beauty. This podcast is going to be where we talk about the unfiltered truth behind the scenes reality of running businesses that aren't shown on Instagram, the ups and downs and everything in between on how each business came to be what it is today. So grab some popcorn because it's story time. Don't forget to download, subscribe, and give us a review. Welcome to season 3 of Beauty Behind the Brand. I can't believe I'm saying this. Season 3 is here. We are so excited to dive into the best season yet. We have so many things planned for this year. It's actually incredible. I'm just missing the podcast. It's been a couple months we've been off, and I'm just so excited to start like verbally journaling everything again, doing solos as well as guests, and we've got some incredible things coming up. So let's dive into this episode to see what is going to be happening for season 3 of Beauty Behind the Brand. How is your 2024 starting? I feel like I have just been go, go, go since last year as well as this year, just continually seeing where the business is at and looking into the numbers and really doing a deep dive in both the product line, the spa, as well as even the podcast, and seeing the best ways to monetize and grow personally as well as in the business. There's so many things that I'm sure you're already implementing in your day-to-day as well as in your business that you're wanting to change for 2024. Now, let's do a little bit of recap from last year just so you can get kind of an idea of where I'm at with both my businesses as well as going into 2024 as we're already here, which is crazy to think about. So 2023 was a year of systems. Just getting systems in place was huge for us. I think I redid absolutely everything from the spa, from incorporating. We were always a sole proprietorship, changing to incorporation, changing accountants, changing software, booking software, changing our POS systems, literally changing anything and everything we possibly could within the business. And my whole kind of vision for last year was to get really true to what could be the best case scenario and being the best I could be at something. I feel like sometimes as entrepreneurs, we always play small. And this was something that I definitely do, especially being in a small town. I feel like it's something that I really am nervous sometimes to really show my true colors or not overthink certain things. And last year was really that. It was just the growth and seeing where we could take things and really tuning into that. I even ended up starting taking Erin McNeil's coaching system. And I am just so, so excited to share some of the takeaways we've had with our business and the growth through her program, as well as we've had her on the podcast as well. So make sure to click onto those episodes. And of course, we'll have her back on season 3. But even within that mentor group, I have found so many like-minded women. And it was just great to sit in a group with them, either when it's on a call or in our group text, because sometimes it is very lonely as entrepreneurs and in the beauty industry. And sometimes because it is female-based, usually within the service industry, it's sometimes great to have that sounding board or thinking like, oh, what would you do in this situation? Or they might have already gone through something. And it made me think that that's really what the podcast is about. We're all about building a community. We're about empowering people, whether it's in the beauty industry or looking to get into the beauty industry, whether like what I've done, it's been a spa product line and now even a podcast. So it's kind of the 3 touch points that we've done within our businesses, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But I still have those days where I need validation from others to make sure I'm doing the correct things within my businesses, or just even having our managers in our spa or even Erin as like one of our business mentors to jump on a call and just do kind of like a clarity call. As I was picking my word for 2024, that's what kept coming up, was clarity. I really realized that I needed to be more clear on where I needed to be for myself as a person, as well as for the businesses. Hey there, beauty entrepreneurs and self-care enthusiasts. Are you looking to enhance your beauty business with a top-tier lash serum or simply seeking to elevate your own beauty routine? Look no further than Muskoka Beauty Lash and Brow Enhancing Serum. Proudly made in Canada, our serum offers the perfect blend of nourishing ingredients to naturally enhance your lashes and define those gorgeous brows. Whether you're aiming to retail a sought-after product or enhancing your personal beauty, Muskoka Beauty has you covered. And here's an exclusive offer just for our podcast listeners. Enjoy a fantastic 15% off discount on your order. Simply use the promo code PODCAST15 when visiting Muskoka.com to claim your savings. Again, that's promo code PODCAST15 for 15% off our lash and brow serum.
By the way, it is our best sellers, so can't wait to see your before and afters.
Sometimes I feel like we're running that rat race, which I'm sure you can totally agree to that. So sometimes you think, oh, I think this is working, but then really in the background, you're like, is it? If I'm giving a discount or a special or even our monthly specials that we do sometimes, is this really still profitable? Am I still making money? So that is something I really want you to realize as a beauty business entrepreneur, that you really got to know the numbers. I know it's not something we enjoy doing, is looking at the numbers and really getting those spreadsheets and figuring everything out. But I cannot express to you enough the clarity and how important that is. You just feel like almost like a million pounds off your shoulder because you know where the business is going. Even now, I feel like I can make better decisions and I'm more accurate on my responses with my team of knowing, no, okay, this is what we need to do. We can't do this because this doesn't make sense. This is what we need to keep an eye out for the business. If you want to grow within the business or the business to grow itself, there's just those conversations you can have and you just feel so much more confident. Like, clarity equals confidence. And I cannot express that enough. Even within the first couple months of diving into the numbers and going through inventory and reorganizing things and seeing what works and what doesn't work is truly freedom. And even today, I was in at the spa. We were closed today and it's a Sunday here. And I was going through the spa and I was realizing, like, you know what? We've got so much overflow in inventory. Oh my gosh, we've got gloves on one side of the spa. We need gloves on the other side of the spa. Why don't we just have all the gloves in one cabinet? Or why do we have some gel products within this drawer? And then people are reopening things. And just maybe as a spa owner, if you're not working in the service side of things, like I have stepped back from the treatment room now, but sometimes you just go in and you want to walk through with your manager or someone who's doing those services and say, what can we do to utilize this space better? As well as just making it more functional, as well as for clients to understand what just makes more sense. If I have to get up a million times to get the correct bottle for something and then it has to be put back, well, does it make sense for every manicure station to have those bottles? And time is money, right? And that's something that I've really realized is we're not running a charity, we are running a business, and people need to realize that. Like, I've really been more strict on letting our team know about our cancellation policy, the returns, refund, non-refundable items or packages. Just all the things. So recap from last year, that was a little bit of recap as well as already into this year, but we are so excited to get 2023 going, or sorry, 2024. I'm getting confused because it's 2024, but we're going into season 3 of the podcast. But we have so many exciting things going on. I'm going to be doing way more behind the scenes, being more vulnerable with our community we've built. I feel like there's a lot of things I don't share behind the scenes because I'm like, oh, do people really want to know this? Or people want to see me actually doing a recording with the mic or being on like a live stream and actually watching me record. And I feel like that is something that's people are wanting to see. And that's what we're about, is the beauty behind the brand, like what's really happening behind the scenes, that the truth, right? The unfiltered truth of what's going on. And that's what some of these conversations are going to be about again for season 3, is really getting into the brains of these entrepreneurs, understanding how they run and operate their businesses. And we're going to stick again to the beauty industry because this niche is huge. Even though it's still dialed in, there's just so many amazing guests we have on. I've got a list of invites going out. And we even got someone helping us with the marketing team, which is super exciting. I just feel like I'm kind of pulled into 3 directions with the 3 businesses. And I really want to make sure that we're marketing and getting content out there that is going to resonate with our audience. And that's something I feel that I even look for when I'm looking for a podcast or a brand that I'm looking into and want to listen to or watch, or whether that's YouTube, Instagram, as well as just listening on like my daily walks. But you are amazing. Our community is what keeps us going, as well as just the feedback. It's been incredible, just the feedback we've had and how many people are actually listening and tuning in. And yeah, we've got some big goals for this year for the podcast, which is super exciting. We've got some amazing affiliate programs that I use daily. Can't live without them. And that's something I would not advertise on here without actually truly believing in a product. And we'll have some amazing discounts, giveaways, all things with our guests. And really shining kind of a spotlight on the different things that we offer within this podcast, where that can be the spa, the product line, as well as the podcast. And there's three touch points that I feel are very transparent within this beauty industry, and really doing a deep dive into like my story of how we got the spa going, maybe some of the hiccups I had along the way, even like hiring and firing staff, as well as onboarding people, some of the new protocols and systems we have. After taking Erin's mentor group, for example, or her course, it really made me clear on like, if someone was walking into my business who was brand new right off the street, who was going to start being our receptionist, for example, would they know what to do and our expectations, our brand missions, our values, all the things? And that's something even sometimes it needs to be refreshed. We haven't redone a lot of those protocols and systems since like 2021, and our spa has completely changed since then. So really getting my managers involved in that has been a huge growing point for them as well as myself, and in our loyalty for the company, as well as for clients and our team, making sure that we're able to support them the best way we can. And also like personally being accountable for that. There's times where I know I'm sometimes not the best leader, and I can completely admit that. And I feel like even for them, they're starting to see more of the leadership role and how to mentor them. We absolutely love new beauty goers or beauty enthusiasts into our companies. And that's something I've really loved, is going into the high schools and actually talking about my story of getting into the beauty world and not going the traditional route of college or university right out of the gate of high school. And I have had such amazing, like, I don't even know what the word would be to explain this, but just such incredible conversations with these young individuals that just feel lost. They don't know what they want to do. They're being talked down to in so many different ways, and they just want like someone that has gone through it, and they can believe it because it's come true. As well as we're from a small town, so knowing that it can happen even in a small town, and I just love taking people like that under my wing and really showing them what the beauty industry can do for them, and watching them grow in it, whether that's at the spa, the product line, or even just seeing different ways I could mentor them or connect them with other individuals. But yeah, that's one of the things I love about the spa the most here, like our brick and mortar is what most people know me for, is that. And then the product line, there's been so many changes with the product line. There is like going to be a whole podcast just about like what we have gone through since last May and some different regulatory things that have been going on, as well as just like ingredients changes and how we have grown our brand to here in Canada. And we're working with two amazing doctors. I just absolutely love them. They're just been a game changer for our business, as well as they just care about the brand and the loyalty of keeping clean beauty alive. And they just, oh my gosh, they just get me. I can't even explain how important it is when you have people that work with you that just get you. You don't feel like you have to explain every single thing. They just like understand you, and they know what your mission is to grow your brand, as well as make those dreams come true of where you see yourself as well as the company. So I would love to talk about more of that with the product line. I feel like that would be a really hot topic for a lot of you looking into getting into a product line, of how do we even start? Like, I'd even, some of our regulatory companies we deal with would be probably great guests to have on as well here in Canada, as well as the States, and then our European brokerage that we deal with as well. I feel like they would really understand the importance of kind of vocalizing some of those different issues that we go through. And if you are looking at starting a brand, these would be some great connections to go with. So yeah, with the product line, it's been a huge growing year already. It's just been insane. That's why I feel like I just need someone to help with the podcast even more. Poor Danny and I have been just go, go, go with the product line. And yeah, we do everything. Like, we're only a two-woman team with that business. I don't think a lot of people realize that. I feel like I say warehouse when I'm at the storage unit because it's literally a garage. Yeah, just kind of validating that it's a real business, and we're making it work, and we're now becoming a global brand, which is just incredible to think about. There's going to be no borders with our product. We're going to be able to sell anywhere. You're going to just love the product. There's just so many exciting things happening. E-commerce, professional, there's just so many things. We'll dive into more details throughout the podcast in this season, because there's just so many different topics we can touch on. I have like a Google spreadsheet as well as a note on my phone that's just literally ideas of podcasts, episodes we can talk about. And then starting a podcast, that's my other thing I'm going to talk about too, is figuring out different systems, different platforms we use, as well as having some like marketing specialists on to chat about how to like actually monetize, how to grow to make it make sense for you, some of the different trends they see coming out, long-term, short-term different marketing styles, just so many things. That's something that I feel like we don't talk a lot about either on the podcast, is what kind of goes on behind the scenes and how we actually get guests on and how we talk to other beauty influencers to get connections. And it is, it's just wild. Like, I've even been on quite a few podcasts myself, and it is just the best. I just love connecting with individuals, and you get to have like a half an hour to an hour conversation with them and seeing different things that go on in their business. And like I said, industry trends and insights, we're going to have some amazing guests on talking about that. I think for digital as well as beauty, that is the two worlds, because they kind of collide, right? When we're marketing and trying to sell our product or our services, we have to market them digitally as well. So we've got some amazing guests on for that, as well as beauty and wellness tips, different things, or ingredient breakdowns. So we're going to have some really, really smart people on talking about that, and just like overall wellness, as well as personal wellness, because as beauty entrepreneurs, we're always taking care of everyone else and we got to take care of ourselves. That's something I've already implemented, I would say, like kind of midway even last year, is I kind of allot 2 days a week where I'm working in the morning, and then my afternoons are set as something that I truly enjoy and look forward to, kind of like my reward, if that makes sense. But really kind of figuring out that like at home routine, or even like your nighttime routine, trying to wind down, or your morning routines. I really love that kind of content that's going around. I always have, even when like you, when we were all like YouTube fans before like Instagram and Facebook was a thing, I just always thought that stuff was so interesting. So let me know if that's kind of the content you would want to know, as like even myself, my day to day, and as some of the things I implement for the businesses throughout the week, and how I kind of prioritize everything. And then even the spotlight, like I really want to get some of our staff on doing like an employee spotlight, getting them kind of featured as well on the podcast, and just talking about their growth within the spa, different things that they really love that we've implemented in our businesses to watch them grow. That is something that I think it would even give me insight into their minds, because not very often I actually get to sit down with them and have a conversation, whether it's like a personal assessment or something to do with the business. But it would be really fun to actually interview some of my own staff on this podcast. And then listening, like giving you guys the options to do like Q&As and engagement with us, where I think the Instagram Lives might be a great place to do that. I feel like that might be more like solos per se, just because we do pre-record everything with guests. But that might be a great option to have some like more Instagram Lives and actually have time where you guys could ask me questions in live time, like in real time, and going through that, as well as just different topics you'd want to hear, and featuring us on your Instagram, making sure to screenshot and share the episodes. I feel like some of the podcasts I listen to, I share constantly on my stories, because there's just so many great takeaways, and I want other people to hear it as well and grow from what I'm listening to. And that's something I've really noticed this year, is not thinking too much. Like a lot of the time I don't share a lot on my Instagram stories or talk like more in depth or like critical kind of layered conversations, if that makes sense, or topics, because I'm nervous of what people are going to say, or like their feedback, or what they're going to say, whatever. But like that is the best content and the best results I get, is when I share something that's vulnerable and people can resonate with it, because we're human. Like that's the whole point. And that is something I feel like I need to do more on the podcast, is get more vulnerable with you. And even for myself, like opening up and letting that emotion go, where yeah, I might be having a really tough time with like an employee, and it's like, how do I deal with this? Or a distributor issue. It's like, you might be going through the exact same thing, and how you would handle that. And even for yourself as an entrepreneur, like one of my best episodes I had, and was really a breakthrough for me too, is one of our confidence episodes we had last season. I was in a really low spot, and I filmed that episode, and it just turned everything around and gave me a different perspective. And I think because it was one of those more vulnerable, real conversations having with our guests, or sorry, not with our guests, with our community, sorry. But yeah, let us know anytime, whether it's just an Instagram DM or comment below or anything. We just want to hear from our community and what you want to hear as well.
Hey there, beauty enthusiasts. Are you ready to take your skills to the next level and dive into the world of lash lifts, tints, and brow laminations? Look no further than Muskoka Beauty online courses. With Muskoka Beauty, you'll learn the artistry of lash lifts and tints and master the technique of brow laminations, all from the comfort of your own home. Plus, each course comes with a full kit included, ensuring you have everything you need to succeed. And here's the best part. Our listeners get an exclusive offer. Use promo code PODCAST10 to save 10% off any online course at Muskoka.com. So why wait? Elevate your beauty game today with Muskoka Beauty online courses. Visit Muskoka.com and enroll now.
As well as just amazing guests and collaborations we're going to have. Like I said, we're going to have some great giveaways, discounts on products, affiliate links, all the things. We're going to have probably some of our guests back as well that have just literally become part of the community, and we can't imagine not having them on again. So stay tuned for those. And season three, like, what the heck? This is just insane. It all started with just like a little passion project during lockdown, and now it's like going into its third season, which is just insane. And the community and the involvement, as well as just even some of the speaking events I've been asked to go to. We're going to keep them going for 2024 and trying to get myself out there a little bit more on the actual in-person events. I'm holding myself to that. I'm saying this live on here right now that it is going to happen. Get myself out of my house a little bit more and doing some of these upcoming events, as well as speaking events that I've been asked to do, as well as actually jumping on them and booking them and making it happen. And just celebrating achievements and milestones. That is just even personal life as well as business. 2024 is going to be wild. Like I said in one of our last episodes of season two, I am getting married in May, and there's just been so many amazing things leading up to that, as well as things that are going to be happening afterwards. And don't worry, we won't leave you in the dark. We'll make sure to pre-record all the things. So whether I'm the week before the wedding or even on the honeymoon or all the things, you'll still be getting episodes weekly with us. And then just like I said, 2024, there's just something about that I have such a great feeling. I can't express my gratitude enough for all of you and your support and encouragement with subscribing, as well as the engagement on our podcast. And just remember to be yourselves, and thank you again for being part of the Beauty Behind the Brand community. And we are just so excited to start season three. So make sure to share your favorite episodes coming up, give us reviews and all the things, and love you guys so much. And let's go to season three. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to follow our podcast on Instagram at Beauty Brand Podcast. We do lots of fun giveaways with our guests. We have lots of fun things going on our social media that you'll want to check out. And you can follow my personal page as well at Nick Mannion. And be sure to follow us for all new episodes and podcasts every Tuesday. And also, just to mention, make sure to like, subscribe, as well as give us a review. Thank you so much for all your love and support, everyone.